This is episode 369 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How you doing, my friend? This is Alex Pardo. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome home. I hope you stick with us here. And I want to first direct you, whether you've this is your first time or whether you've been following me for a while, highly encourage you, my friend, to plug into episode 367, which you can find on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, or just by going to flipempire.com/episode367. I talked a little bit about in that episode how I've been going through a process. Usually, you know, fourth quarter of every year, especially November, December, I start looking back at my year and I start asking myself certain types of questions. What went well? What did I learn? Where do I need to grow? What do I want moving forward? Who do I need to put around me? What do I need to change or do to get the results I want moving forward? And so I've been looking through a bunch of my notes and looking back at, you know, old books I've read from Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Tony Robbins, Ed Milet. I mean, there's several, right? And that episode is titled Four Steps to Achieving Anything You Want and How to Set Goals. So I want to make sure that you plug into that episode. And I think what I teased you with at the end of that episode was that on this episode, we were going to talk about how to actually develop a plan. And this isn't anything that I've come up with. These are things I've taken from, you know, a multitude of people, people I look up to, high achievers, and I've put things together and I've tested and figured out what has worked for me. So I want to encourage you to take something that I share with you in this episode or take the whole thing and implement it. This is one of those things that sounds great. It might not be sexy. It sounds great, but ask yourself, okay, well, do you actually do anything with the content or with the information? So it's not enough to just set goals. Everybody understands the importance of goal setting, but few people actually follow through. You know, you need a plan. And I think when you have a plan that you can get behind, a plan that you can believe, it feeds your confidence. And with your confidence, it gives you the ability to take that first step and then to, you know, take quote unquote massive action like everybody talks about. So first I want to start by sharing, you know, this five-step system for how to develop a plan. First and foremost, obviously, you have to decide exactly what you want. And what's interesting enough is that for many people, this is actually the most difficult part. You ask people what they want, and oftentimes you get the deer in the headlight looks, you know, and you kind of get a blank stare, which is why I'm such a big advocate of having a vision for your life. But that's not what I'm going to be talking about on this episode. First and foremost, you have to decide what you want. Once you have that clarity, once you know exactly what you want, write down one main goal for every area of your life. You know, so think about if you were to look at your life, think about a pizza pie, you know, and it's split up into eight quadrants or eight sections. You know, think about the different areas of your life. You have spiritual, you have family, you have your health, you have your financial, you have relationships, you have charity or giving or contribution, you know, you have any personal development or personal goals. You might have, just think about the different areas of your life. I think I pretty much summed up most of them right there, and write down just one main goals for each area in your life. That's step one. Number two, you know, hopefully you know that a goal without a deadline, a goal without a plan is kind of just a wish. It's a dream. I forgot who said that, but you got to have a deadline. So number two is write down by when you will achieve that goal. And understand if for whatever reason you don't hit that goal, set a new deadline, set a new date. But without having a deadline, how do you know if you've actually accomplished it? You know, and oftentimes we will accomplish or achieve, we'll maximize the time space that we have to achieve something. So what happens is if you don't create a deadline, it's just kind of never ending. You may never even end up getting to it. So create a deadline. You know, when you're goal creating, when you're goal setting, think about the acronym SMART, S-M-A-R-T. Is the goal specific? Is it measurable? Is it attainable? Is it, I've seen the R, people have used realistic or relevant, right? So either one of those. And then number two, is it timely? So you got to have a deadline. Number three, and this is where a lot of people just kind of stop with goal setting. Write down three action steps that you have to take instantly in order to ensure you achieve your goals. And that doesn't mean, you know, you might be thinking to yourself, well, Alex, how can I, if I have a goal to, you know, make X amount of dollars, whatever that number is, you know, how can I take an action step to accomplish that? Well, obviously you can't, right? In most cases, depending on what the goal is. But maybe it's an email you have to send, or maybe it's a call you have to make to schedule a meeting, or maybe it's insert the blank. What is one step you can take in the right direction to start gaining the momentum, to start getting that ball rolling down the hill? Okay, so write down three action steps. And again, I've at the time of this recording, I've already gone through this process, but around this time this year, I always go through this process. So number three is write down three action steps that you can take in order to achieve your goal in each of those areas of your life. Again, you're only targeting one main goal for each of these areas. Number four, if you listen to episode 367, you heard me, you know, talk about the importance of the questions you ask yourself in the morning, the questions you ask yourself at night, letting your subconscious mind go to work on figuring out how to accomplish it. You know, it's amazing what happens when we focus on something, it expands, right? So number four, ask yourself these three questions when goal setting and when developing a plan. What do I need to learn? Who do I need to believe? Or I'm sorry, what do I need to believe? And number three, what do I need to do to ensure I achieve my goals? Okay. What does my environment need to look like? Who do I need to have around me? What systems or processes do I need to put in place? Right. We've all heard about, you know, you want to wake up in the morning. What do? You put your phone, put the alarm in another room. You have your workout clothes already out. You have your shoes. You make your environment, you make your success inevitable. You set up your environment for success. Okay. So once again, step four, ask yourself, what do I need to learn? What do I need to believe? And then what do I need to do to ensure my goals? All right. Number five, get to work. Get to work. Like schedule it. Get to work. This is where so many people just kind of fall off. They're expecting that just because they wrote it down, it's going to magically appear into their life. And it doesn't work that way. You got to work hard. Yes, you got to work smart, no doubt, but you also got to work hard. I say do both. Get to work. And by the way, get to work doesn't necessarily mean putting in crazy hours, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. That's not what I'm saying. You got to work hard, but make sure. I know people that are more efficient and get more done in less time than those that put in more time. But you do got to work smart and you do got to work hard. Okay. I think it's a two-prong approach here. So get to work. That's the fifth step, because without getting to work, it's not just going to magically happen for you. That's La La Land. That's pie in the sky. That stuff doesn't work. You got to work. If you don't work, it's not going to work. Okay. So my friends, that's what I want to leave you with. You know, how to develop a plan. So again, listen to episode 367 on Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, Stitcher, four steps to achieving anything you want, how to set goals, questions you need to ask yourself in the morning, at night. And this hopefully ties it all together for you. How to develop a plan. Again, let me recap them. Decide exactly what you want. And then step one is write down one goal for every area of your life. Number two, write down by when you will achieve that goal. It's got to have a deadline. Okay. Number three, write down three specific action steps you can take right now in order to achieve your goals. By the way, if you're in the right state, if you're feeling good, that's the time you need to immediately take action, because when we're deflated, when we're down, when we're dejected, when we're not feeling our best, it's much harder to actually take a step in the right direction. You gotta exert more energy units. You gotta push through harder. So number four, ask yourself three questions. What do I need to learn? What do I need to believe? What do I need to do in order to achieve my goals? Step five, get to work. If you don't work, it's not gonna work. Remember that. If you don't work, it's not gonna work. So get to work, take massive action, do what you gotta do. Otherwise, you're gonna look up in 12, 24, 36 months and you're going to be at the same position you are today or worse. Okay? So remember, constant growth. That's what you're after. Waking up better tomorrow than you woke up today And today is better than you woke up yesterday. So constant growth, surround yourself with the right people, have a positive attitude, have the right mindset, continue to plug into this podcast because I genuinely appreciate it. And I'm here to pour into your life to help your life and your business. And so that's what I have for you, my friends. It's the holidays, you know, enjoy it, but get to work, you know, set goals, have the right mindset, create a plan and get to work. Don't wait until January 1st. That's what the average person does. The average person waits till January 1st to have a New Year's resolution. You're not average. You weren't built to be average. So create goals, create a plan, and get to work. Love you. Appreciate you. Talk to you in the next one. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go, while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.